Without facts, you can't have truth. Without truth, you can't have trust. Without this, you have no shared reality. You don't have democracy. You cannot solve any problems globally. And the hard part is, if social media is a behavior modification system, then where does free will or the choice of the candidate, how can you have integrity of elections if you don't have integrity of facts? I think our elections is truly emblematic of the impact of disinformation. He won by an overwhelming number of information operations that began as early as 2014. These are the networks that we've seen that literally changed the history of the Philippines in front of our eyes. Networks of disinformation that turned Marcos from a pariah to a hero.
We will build back better.
I used the quote by Milan Kundera. The struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. And here, in a short period of time, we watched our history overturned and we overwhelmingly elected Marcos Jr. as president. So by the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Martial Law that will happen in September this year, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is the president of the country. It's incredible. What we're seeing are illiberal style leaders elected with the help of this technology that has insidiously manipulated what voters think around the world. They then elect an illiberal leader who takes that power, democratically elected, and crushes democracy from within. We're in the upside down. And a lot of that is because impunity online has seeped into impunity offline. These two worlds, the same being, our minds, our physical beings, we live in one world. And the fact that online, this kind of impunity of, you know, online violence, that this is allowed to happen, impacts the checks and balances, the rule of law in the real world. And that's what we're paying for. This isn't the first time this has happened, right? Like, and this, I go back to 1935, 1936. We know the lessons of history. And part of what I think took the world by surprise is that technology acted like fuel, an accelerant that like lit dry kindling on fire. And this is what it feels like. It almost feels like we're in the last few years. These next few years will determine whether democracy survives globally.